Six Music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Birds Lament by Moondog, the Viking of 6th Avenue. I played that fairly recently when I was in New York, and I played it because if I open this window you'll see that I'm in New York again. I mentioned on last week's show that I had a week's holiday to grab before Elbow continue work on our next album, and I thought, yeah, got to go back to New York. One of the reasons being that a couple of the tunes on the record were written in or about New York, and I thought, what better place to polish them while I've got some time. So I've been out here working on lyrics as well. Some very good friends of mine have lent me their apartment in Brooklyn, and it's a beautiful place. I've got a real live iron fire escape outside there. Down in the street I can see 12 guys. It's a blisteringly hot day, by the way, as I pre-record this programme for you. It's last Wednesday for you guys. There's a bunch of guys converting mills opposite into apartments and such. And if I stick my head out the window... Oh, that's messing with my recording levels. It's quite windy out there, but it's like a hot breeze, a Scirocco, if you like. I've got the most spectacular view of Manhattan to my right. It's incredible. You can see the whole island from the end of the street. And also... there's a little place called Broadcasting Park at the end of the street, which is where they make KCRW, Public Radio for New York, programmes, including my favourite Radiolab, which if you've never heard it, you should tune into. You can hear a beast of a vehicle there. I'm going to shut the window, I'll tell you what else is going on. I might well go for a walk in a bit and do the show from outside, but it is swelteringly hot. This week, all the tunes are inspired by my journey here and by this neighbourhood itself, for one reason or another. That doesn't mean it's a New York special. They're not all about New York, but a lot of them are. My featured artist this week is the Bonnie Prince himself, Bonnie Prince Billy. Three tunes from him between now and midnight. I love you very much. Thank you for joining me. Let's get in with the first from the Bonnie Prince. This is A Minor Place, and a beautiful, simple, melancholy little thing it is too.
Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be as we do what we do fine. So victorious, so benign. Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Only take the weather warm and the job that does me harm. Since the scars of last year's storm rest like maggots on my arm. Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Thank you, man, for the thought that all my loving can be bought. Was wisely in your gullet car before my loyalty you saw. Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my It's not a desert, nor a web, nor a tomb where I lay dead. Minor in a sound alone, yes, a clear commanding tone. Singing from my little point and aching in my every joint, I thank the world it will anoint me if I show it how I hold it.
Hey, listen to this. My sister Boop will like this particularly. My kettle, my stovetop kettle, sounds like the opening to I'm Not In Love by 10cc. Are you getting that? There's also a guitar solo in a Jeff Buckley tune, which sounds like somebody doing the hoovering in a stubborn part of the rug. In fact, if you can spot that, if you know which song that is, email me, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. In which Jeff Buckley song does the guitar solo sound like somebody getting a stubborn bit of fluff off a rug with an old Hoover? Hey, that was convoluted, wasn't it? It wasn't quite the punchy stuff that you get on Radio 1. That's not why you tuned in, though, is it? That was A Minor Place by Bonnie Prince Billy. He's our featured artist this week, and that was from I See a Darkness. Very cinematic New York. Now, did it create cinema, or did cinema create it? Do you know what I mean? It's like, do people come here and film here because it's cinematic, or did they come here and film here and that's what cinema looks like? See what I mean by that? In any case, you can't help but think of films when you're wandering around. And because I have a very New York fire escape outside my window, and I romantically last night flung the window open as the heat died down, and of course was bitten to shit by little flying insects. Anyway, it was romantic until I had to apply Savlon. Anyway, so I thought of this next film. It's a wonderful piece of music. It's Bettye Zorg by Gabriel Yard, from what we know in the UK is Betty Blue. It's got a different title in French, and it's beautiful. I think there should be more harmonica drenched in reverb on records. It's incredibly romantic. Love that noise. Who doesn't love a screeching kettle? Yeah, they've got a stovetop kettle in this place. For some reason, Americans don't do electric kettles very well. I'm not sure what it is. They either don't boil the water or they break really easily. I don't know. Can't get my head around it. There you go. There's a gap in the market. Oh, I do love a cup of tea. One of the first things I did when I came to America in the first place, which is going on for 15 years ago now, something like that. One of the first things I did was source a good cuppa. Eh? Eliminating that famous British complaint of, you can't get a decent cup of tea. Anyway, what do we listen to? It was Betty A. Zorg by Gabriel Yard from Betty Blue. It's called 37.2 degrees le matin in French. Trente-sept deux. Let's not get into that. Yes, so I'm in my apartment. I'm feeling cinematic. When I'm in New York, I also think about John Lennon. And in fact, Yoko Ono is named in a lyric in a forthcoming Elbow song because New York is so closely linked with that too and their love affair. Here now is one of my favourite Beatles tunes ever. From Abbey Road, this is Come Together. From Abbey Road, the Beatles and Come Together. And it's worth remembering that as well as The Wheel and being the first band to land on the moon, the Beatles also invented sex, which is something we should all thank them for.
What is it about electronic music that moves you? For me, it's the bleeps and the breaks. It almost certainly comes down to the 808 and the drum beat and that heartbeat running through a track.
This is Nimone.
I think when I first heard electronic music, I was just so excited that there was a sound around like that. I went looking for more. My choice of going to live in Manchester was largely around a lot of the music that came out of there. And, you know, 90% of that would have been electronic. I just felt like it was time for a show to pull together all the different strands of electronic that you hear on Six Music.
Nimone's Electric Ladyland.
2 hours dedicated to classic and cutting-edge electronic music. From house to drum and bass, from hip-hop to more ambient sounds. Available now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Cat Stevens is giving a little too much about himself away in this next tune. It's funny where your mind goes when you're songwriting. It's more important that it's authentic than embarrassing. This is Hard-Headed Woman from a Cat Stevens who really wants to be kicked around by the woman he loves.
I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, one who'll take me for myself. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I won't need nobody else. No, no, no. I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, headed woman, one who'll make me do my best. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I know the rest of my life will be blessed. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yes. I know a lot of fancy dancers, people who can glide you on the floor. Oh, oh. They move so smooth but have no answers. Oh, 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 oh. When you ask me what you come here for, I don't why.
Cat Stevens and Hard Headed Woman from the album Tea for the Tillerman, which is just extraordinary. It's such a great record. It's a start to finish listen, as is the double album Blue Moves by Elton John. That really is a trip. In fact, that's a great time to do it. Listen to that album on your next journey. Buy Blue Moves by Elton John and listen to the whole thing on your next journey. You won't be disappointed. And if you don't know Elton John, if you think you're not sure about Elton John, I urge you to re-listen to the great man. He's one of the best songwriters ever. And here's a good example of it. Listen to this incredible orchestral piece that leads into the most earnest of ballads. Elton John from Blue Moves. This is Tonight.
Tonight, though it's late.
too late to chase the rainbow that you're after. I'd like to find a compromise. Ooh, place it in your hands. My eyes are blind, my ears can hear. Oh, and I cannot find the time. Tonight, just let the curtains close in silence. Tonight, why not approach with less defiance? The man who'd love to see you smile. Who'd love to see you smile tonight? Just let the curtains close in silence. Tonight, why not approach with less defiance? The man who'd love to see you smile.
Amazing. Elton John from Blue Moves, and that was Tonight. I do urge you, go and get Blue Moves. It's a fantastic record. They're all great, but that's a good place to start. I apologise for the constant sound of the air conditioning here in this apartment, but it's very, very necessary. An amazing view out the window here. Did I mention the water tower opposite? Great big water tower, towering over the street. An old school thing. Now covered in mobile phone transmitters, that's the new use for water towers in New York, but also plastered with graffiti. It's a really peaceful little neighbourhood here. It doesn't feel like New York, except for Manhattan Island, sort of being at the end of the street. And some of the kids around here are so... You've heard the phrase painfully hip. Some of these guys are in agony. And, yeah, I love diner culture. I love the water being so close. I love having a view of the hustle and bustle that is Manhattan without actually being in the middle of it. Not fond of being in a car, me. Have I ever told you that before? Perhaps I have, perhaps I haven't. Anyway, onward while I sup my tea. Cat Power and The Greatest. This is another cinematic number, isn't it? I love the drumming on this tune. It's so easy. And something else you might want to listen to. If you've got a radio with bass, if you've got a bass speakers on whatever you're listening to the show on, or if you've got headphones in, Have a listen to the bass on this next song. It really is quite lyrical. Cat Powers. Needlessly pluralised the name of the band there, Cat Power, not Cat Powers, and the greatest. Cat Powers is somebody who, she's married to a publican in Dublin, isn't she, Cat Powers? Where are we up to? Oh, I've just noticed we had a Cat Stevens and a Cat Power in three songs. Cat-tastic. My mate's Cat Ziggy lives here. Ziggy's a wide-eyed, big, grey, fat thing, very chatty, very lovely. In fact, this next tune is dedicated to Ziggy. This is Kotki Dva and the Wolf. Do you remember, these are the guys that recorded this album. They recorded their album in National Trust, ran properties all over the UK. And what a fantastic record they made as well. Here is Exhibit A. This is The Wolf by Kotki Dva. If you have trouble with any of these names, or if you miss the name of a tune, go onto my page on the Six Music website, and every song I've ever played on the Finest Hour is listed by date for you there. Once again, Kotki Dva and The Wolf.
Speak to me without disguise. Cowardly, I know. Nothing ever came this way.
Kitva, which means kittens too. In fact, that's bizarre, isn't it? Let's have a look at that then. So we had Cat Stevens, Cat Power, and I've just realised that Kotkidva means kittens too. That was the name of the tune, or rather, that's the name of the band, Kotkidva, and the song was The Wolf. Cats and kittens. What's going on? Something subconsciously is drawing me to the feline. Maybe it's just that I'm missing Jocelyn, eh?
Hi, this is Gideon Coe, and this Thursday night from 9, hear my conversation with Mick Jones, Paul Simonon and Topper Heaton of The Clash.
Johnny Green said when you were making London Calling, Johnny Green, manager and road manager, he said that during the making of that record, it helped that you were playing football.
We played every day.
In rehearsals, there was one point when a contingent from America came over from CBS.
The record soccer players, you mean?
No. They were record company.
Record executives.
They lived home. He said, right, you lot, come on, you're allowed to play football with us.
Gave an experience anyway, they'll never forget.
The Clash, a Gideon Coe special. This Thursday night from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
Leanne La Havas. Since I first became aware of Leanne, which was her duet with the lovely Willie Mason, we've played with her and seen her a couple of times and become buddies, I like to think. A drummer as well as a good old friend of mine. She's been talking to Stevie Wonder. She's been invited to Prince's house. I believe they played table tennis and had a bit of a jam. She's doing really, really well, and well deserved because she's fantastic. This beautiful thing is her cover of an Everything tune. Another amazing artist there. From the Lost and Found EP, this is Final Form. This is Leanne La Havas covering Everything, Everything.
The
Amazingly talented Leanne Le Havas. She's great. The first time she met me, one of the best greetings I've ever had, actually. I was really looking forward to meeting her because I played her music on this programme and I enjoyed it so much, and she's such a great girl. I can't repeat exactly what she said, but she strode up to me and she said with a big grin on her face, "Guy effing Garvey, give us a hug, man." That was the first thing she said. "She'll do for me, that's Leanne Le Havas." This next fella is Micah P. Hinson. I can't remember the exact details, but I know he spent some time in the north of England, and I know that I like his delivery. And this rather direct number is "Take Off That Dress For Me."
Take one. Sweetness, you can come home with me. Against all hope and sense of decency, sweetness, take off that dress for me. Against all hope and sense of dignity, and the world spins round and I don't care anymore. Oh, sweetness, you can fall in love with me. Against all hope and sense of dignity, my sweetness, you can come be by my side. Against all hope and sense of human pride, and the world spins round and I don't care anymore. And the world spins,
Micah P. Hinson, and "Take Off That Dress For Me." That was a song for Guy recommendation from Victoria Turnbull some time ago. And in that vein, Ian Greenhigh, or Greenhall, recommended this tune by Avi Buffalo called What's In It For, and I heard somebody asking the other day what happened to him. Maybe it was somebody played him on 6 in the morning. It was either Nimone or I can't remember who it was, but somebody asked what happened to him. I'd like to know that too. Where are you, Avi Buffalo? What's In It For?
I didn't understand, I was a cold terrorist.
Heavy Buffalo. Originally a song for Guy recommendation from Ian Greenhall, I'm going to say. What's In It For was the name of the tune. Now, I've got it in my head that there was couples in that band. Heavy Buffalo may well have been two sets of couples. Have I got that wrong? Please correct me. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Another one from the Bonnie Prince coming up now. He's my featured artist this week. I've never seen him play live. It's a thing to do on my thing to do list, and I can't wait for the day it happens. My friend John is a huge fan, and his Mrs. Tracy, and they went to see him at Manchester Cathedral, and that sounds like it was a really special gig. Were you there that night? Drop me a line and tell me about it. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Here he is, the Bonnie Prince and Island Brothers.
And I rally.
While one can love his
brother. And I rally. After they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom. Songs of freedom.
I'm in the elevator going down in the building where I'm staying. That was Redemption Song. That was the extra version from the special version of Legend. And in a minute we're going to hear another one from the Bonnie Prince. Oh, a couple of doggies in the corridor. Hi. gentleman walking his dogs there. Yeah, we're going to hear another one, Cursed Sleep from the Bonnie Prince. And a name escapes me now, and I've not got my computer in front of me, proving my music knowledge fallibility. But the young lady who sings backing vocals on this, who has an extraordinary voice, it's worth looking up. I just stepped out onto the street. You still got that warm Scirocco breeze, which messes with my recording levels. And as I said before, the sun is cracking the flags. You have a listen to the Bonnie Prince, and I'm going to walk down to the water and see what I can find. Cursed sleep, everyone.
while she sleeps her song unfolding. Epic song, it tells of how she and I are living now.
When you do a show with a man behind Nine Inch Nails, you probably expect aggression
and noise.
What you get is intellect, passion, and a deep understanding for the art of music.
That felt exciting to me, hearing humanly with a drum machine, and that just felt like magic.
I'm Matt Everett, and in a special two-hour edition of The First Time, I talk Bowie, film scores, and Johnny Cash with Trent Reznor.
Rick Rubin's a friend of mine. He rang me up and said, how would you feel about Johnny Cash covering Hurt? And I said, I'd be flattered. A CD shows up in the mail. As soon as I put it on, now it wasn't my song anymore.
Don't have too many preconceptions about what you might hear.
Even just thinking about it now, I just got goosebumps.
Matt Everett's The First Time with Trent Reznor.
You can listen to it right now on the Six Music website.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
So I'm stood on the corner of West and Kent Street, which is where the residences end for now, I believe. A lot of the property's been bought up on the waterfront here in Brooklyn because of the stunning view of Manhattan over the river here. And they've actually built a little pier just down the road where I'm headed. And there you can walk out almost to the middle of the East River. It's really quite something. In fact, I'm going to try and take a photograph of it, and I'll put it on my Six Music webpage. In the meantime, we're going to listen to Twin Feathers by Fuzzy Lights. And, one thing before we hear that tune that I was going to mention to you, and I wish you could see this now, one of those very, very New York FedEx trucks is about to drive past. The one where the guy never has the door closed because he jumps out of it with a delivery every 5 minutes. And overhead there, one of the many helicopters you hear buzzing around the island. I've actually been in one of those helicopters. You can do it for about $120, which is about 75 quid. You can have a helicopter flight round Manhattan Island. Quite amazing. But on the front here at the moment, all the buildings are studios. And according to my friend Alex Baker, my very good friend who sorted me out with the apartment I'm staying in, and she's Danny Baker's niece, Alex. And when I ran into Danny for the first time at the Sony Radio Awards a few months ago, I said, I know you're Alex. And he said, that girl's more famous than me. That was my best Danny Baker impression, by the way. She was telling me they've all turned into film sets down the front here. Huge studios. And with it being such hot weather, you can stick your head around the door and have a look at the stages that are being built. And there's a period hospital being made for a Clive Owen film, which is really quite interesting. After saying that they never shut the doors on a FedEx truck, that's exactly what you just heard then. I love it when life contradicts you like that. So yeah, I'm leaning on the wall of the studio. You're going to listen to Twin Feathers, and then I'm going to wander down to the waterfront, and that is when you will hear my voice again. So the sound you can hear there is a ferry leaving just a couple of 100 yards down. There's a ferry goes from Brooklyn over to Manhattan every 25 minutes, I believe it is. That's a way to travel to work, isn't it? People complain because it's $8, but that sounds pretty good to me. Good way to get to work anyway. I think it might even be $8 return. I'm stood almost in the middle of the East River. I think it's the East River, or is it the Hudson? I always get mixed up. I'm pretty sure it's the East River. Anyway, the one that separates Brooklyn from Manhattan. Manhattan's stretching her down on the left-hand side, and I'm huddled over my microphone to prevent the wind from disturbing our recording. I can see Trump Tower. I can see the Chrysler Building, the Empire State, and some of the new tenements that were one day supposed to cover the whole of Manhattan. Did you know that? There was a mayor, whose name escapes me, wanted to cover all of Manhattan in tenement buildings, in tenement blocks, and began. And resident opposition, people who liked the old buildings, stopped it from happening. Otherwise, New York might look very, very different. So you can hear ferry boats. There's a chap cycling past me. And on the end of the pier, there's a couple of guys fishing. And I'm not sure they're supposed to be fishing, but I'm not going to grass them up. And I think when they saw me coming with my radio briefcase that contains all the necessary to make this program for you, I think one of them was worried that I was an official. Far from it. Maybe a bit of fishers down again, but not an official. So yeah, the sun is baking down. I've actually turned my collars up because, I'm huddled over my microphone. So to prevent it scorching my neck, I've got my collars up. So I'm kind of like a cross between Alan Bennett and Elvis Presley here in the middle of the East River, looking at this amazing vista. But there's weirdy cats in Brooklyn, man. No one's going to bat an eyelid. Let's have a bit of Carole King. A nice intimate recording to create a sonic stark contrast from this wide open sound that you can hear. Anyway, technical stuff, but just great radio. Just sonic. Sonic gold, really. Sony Award? Give us a Sony Award. Oh, go on. Just nominate me for one. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on, come on. I'm in the middle of the East River. What do you want? You want me to jump in? Don't that get me a Sony Award? Give me a nomination, even.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying.
Something inside has died and I
just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, no, no.
Just witnessing five Canada geese being being fed by some kids off the pier, which I'm now walking down. Really is beautiful here. I'll take a quick snap now while I'm recording, and then you'll know what I'm looking at. But yeah, an amazing place, isn't it, New York? I've kind of fallen for it, do you know what I mean? I've fallen in love with it. I mean, nothing will replace my wonderful Manchester in my affections, but really, I'm charmed by the place. I like the fact that you can walk down the street and hear every nation on earth here. You can hear 100 accents a day, different languages, people who look like they're from different corners of the globe. I really do love it for that. And there, I've just taken a picture, which I'll put up on the front of my page of the Six Music website. I'm kind of losing the ability to do fluid radio because I'm so overtaken by the view here. That was Carole King in It's Too Late. And this next one is Betty Carter and Open the Door. I absolutely love this. I love the fact that she's having so much fun with the sound of a vocal on this tune. And my Canada geese mate think I've got some food from because I'm stood near the railing. Sorry, lads. Betty Carter, lads. Give us a quack. Not a bean.
Torture me like this.
I think the great thing about this little patch of Brooklyn is the fact that the river meets urban in a few steps. It's like five or six steps after the concrete finishes, and you're in the river with the Canada geese. It's happening all over the world, isn't it? As we clean up our industrial waste more and more in cities like this, you get fish, which brings birds, and parks spring up and people start really enjoying them. And yeah, it's happening everywhere. Salmon in the river and things like that in the middle of major cities, I think it's a great thing. Let's clean up the planet, hey kids. I had an idea earlier on, right? Getting a bit out of breath walking and talking. Never make a good on-the-spot report, would I? You had a good idea earlier on, right? The whistle on your kettle tells you that... a small child being admonished. The whistle on your kettle, if you've got a stovetop kettle like the one I've got in the apartment there, tells you when it's boiled. Why don't you have them on ones that switch themselves off anyway to prevent that needless reboil? Do you know what I mean? So it whistles to tell you that it's finished. It's quite a pleasant sort of traditional sound, and it reminds you that you put the kettle on and you don't reboil it and we save the planet for our children. What do you think? That's my idea. I'm patenting it by broadcasting it here and now, but I'll cut you in if you get back to me and tell me that it's not been done yet. Okay, guide.6music@bbc.co.uk. A new feature on the show, give away your valuable patents. Give away your valuable patents with Guy Garvey. What are we going to listen to now? Excuse me, I've just got to get my little list out of my pocket. Excuse me. Sorry about this. Oh, yes. So, Canada geese. Birdies, let's have a listen to it. I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago and one of my friends said, you shouldn't mention music that you're not then going to play. It makes people hanker after it. And I mentioned The Lark Ascending as being a tune that's inseparable from its title. Well, here it is. At least here's the opening from The Lark Ascending. And yeah, from this gritty, urban New York scene to the rolling hills of England. Thank you. from a lark that has ascended into the heavens back down to the ground here in Brooklyn. The really noisy fan you can hear, it's so hot that all the film studio units here, good afternoon ladies.
Good afternoon.
All the film units here have huge fans opening the doors and blowing cold air to keep all the workers who are building the sets cool, and that's what you can hear there. The place is covered in pigeons. Pigeons on every continent in the world except Antarctica now. I think they're the dominant species, actually. Did somebody tell me there was a David Attenborough documentary about them getting tube trains around London in order to get to their feeding grounds? Doesn't surprise me at all. Watch out, the birdies are coming. Okay, so yeah, when I was travelling here on the plane, I was put in mind of this tune. It still blows my mind that you could travel halfway around the world, in fact, all the way around the world in a day. And this is just wonderful. My Brightest Diamond, the top of the world. And I want you to ponder the chord progressions on the bridge going into the chorus. There is such a deep yearning in this girl's soul at the time of writing this beautiful, beautiful song. My Brightest Diamond and the top of the world.
I'm
There is no dark side of the moon, really.
There is no dark side of the moon, really.
Matter of fact, it's all dark.
This Bank Holiday Monday, Six Music celebrates 40 years of the dark side of the moon. Join us for a night of Pink Floyd. 40 years of the dark side of the moon. A celebration on BBC Radio 6 Music. Bank Holiday Monday night from 7.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
That is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. An 18-wheel truck that just went past. Followed by a Porsche with some agonisingly hip people in it. Yeah, it's a too often used phrase, but this area is coming up, as they say. Just going to get in the shade to do the next link. There we are. So it's a Wednesday evening for me, making this programme for you from the streets of Brooklyn, a fairly quiet neighbourhood for this locale. Really, really enjoy myself, and big love to my friends who live here that so kindly given me an apartment and looked after me and all that kind of stuff. This tune is by my friend Damon and his mates. This is Blur, the very sad but very sweet No Distance Left to Run. I adore this tune.
Thank you.
That was Blur and No Distance Left to Run. And I just very briefly texted Damon the other day, and he was talking about another exciting project he's involved with. I won't say any more than that. Nina Simone covering Bob Dylan. What could be better than that? Especially if it's a song about going back to New York City because you've had enough of whatever they were going through at the time. I absolutely love this song, and I certainly love this version. Just like Tom Thumb's Blues, Nina Simone covering Bob Dylan.
When you're lost in worries, and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through, don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They've got some hungry women there, and man, they'll really make a mess out of you. If you see St. Annie, tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, and my fingers are all in a knot. And I haven't got the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even say what it is I've got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English, and she invites you up into her room, and you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And then she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the hill. It's either fortune or fame. You can take one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, you'd better go back to from where you came, because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. All the authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmail the sergeant at arms. Up my brother Carl, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first, but left looking just like a ghost. Well, that's it, folks. That's it. Started out on Burgundy, but soon hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind me when the game got rough. Ah, but the joke was on me.
know what you're saying. Nina Simone, Just Like Tom Thumb Blues. And that was a song for Guy recommendation, originally. So here on the streets of Brooklyn, the sun sinks lower in the sky. I think we should hear from two of its most famous bards, Simon and Garfunkel. I'm coming home before I make another programme for you, so this seems very fitting. And I've chosen the live version of Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, at home, where my love lies silently for me,
silently for me. Simon and Garfunkel and Homeward Bound. I got an email from Little Dragons people the other day saying that they're in the studio putting the finishing touches to another record. Very, very excited about that. And as it's Sunday night, I figured this one would go down well. This is Little Dragon and Crystal Film. Dragon and Crystal Film, and from the streets of Brooklyn, that brings our show to an end. Looking at Manhattan, with the sun going down behind it, I can thank you all for listening once again. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1
Happy New Week. Or, as they would say here, have a good one. Night, Mum, love you.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people. I'm Don Letts and this is a Culture Clash special celebrating London's Notting Hill Carnival.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City.
For the next 2 hours, some facts, memories, observations and holy patoons, all with a carnival flavour.
Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been travelling to countries years ago, but this the place I wanted to know. London, that's the place for me.
So get ready to put on your dancing shoes and boogaloo to the sounds of Sister Nancy, Byron Lee and the Dragonaires, Mr. Ben, Bob Marley, The Clash, Toots and the Maytals, Reva Star, The Pioneers and Pato Banton.
To live in London you are rarely comfortable, because their English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there, and they make you feel like a millionaire. So London, that's the place for me.
I'm not going to give you a history lesson, I've already done that. For the next 2 hours, it's all about the music. We're talking carnival staples, bona fide classics, combined with some of this year's movers and shakers.
At nights, when you have nothing to do, you can take a walk along Shaftesbury Avenue. There you would laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery of London. That's the place for me.
You know, my parents were part of the Windrush generation who came to the UK in the 50s with their hopes and dreams and some music that would come to rock the nation.
Yes, I cannot complain of the time I have spent. I mean, my life in London is really magnificent. I have every comfort and every sport, and my resident is at Hampton Court. So London, that's the place for me.
behind me, Lord Kitchener's London is the place for me. The sort of sound that would have been prevalent in the early days of what would become the world's second largest street festival. But by the time I started going, back in the early 70s, it sounded more like this.
Tell me say one thing Nancy can't understand. One thing Nancy can't understand. One make them a talk about me ambition. Say one make who them a talk about me ambition. Come and say some of them a ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them a ask me where me get it from. I told them no no it's from creation. I told them no no it's from creation. Bam bam ayo. What a bam bam. Bam bam.
Nancy's Bam Bam, a sound system classic, but I'm getting ahead of myself, because the bass-heavy version of the carnival didn't really come onto the scene proper till the mid-70s.